From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. As an audio journalist, nothing fills me with joy more than filling you with dread and despair. So let's get this party started. Here are today's top stories. President Trump is ordering the CDC to research his investment portfolio for any potential coronavirus cures after touting the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine as an effective treatment for COVID-19. Trump is now reportedly asking the country's leading public health institute to take another look into whether an hour or two on a Florida golf course could significantly reduce the need for a ventilator. Trump also added that in order to expedite the process, all further study would take place at the CDC's new state-of-the-art facilities inside the Trump International Hotel. And territorial disputes are escalating today after Taiwan reportedly placed an inflatable water trampoline in the South China Sea. The move comes just days after maritime budget cuts forced Indonesia to remove their giant rope swing from the contentious water region, opening up the opportunity for Taiwan to make their own recreational advancements. However, many experts believe Taiwan's move could be seen as an act of aggression and expect China to retaliate with their own fleet of pontoon boats and jet skis in the coming weeks. If you live in a state where you're allowed to go outside, well, too bad. We've got more news you need to hear after the break, so sit down and stay with us.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's a dangerous new trend being attributed to the coronavirus pandemic that's gaining popularity around the country. And no, it's not Zoom BDSM orgies. Those are safe as long as they're consensual and everyone's having a good time, and you're not on mute when you need to say the safe word. Sorry, Camille. No, these new disturbing trends are so-called corona parties. And I'm joined by OPR investigative reporter Kenneth Neely to tell us a little more about them. Good morning, Kenneth.
Hi, Leslie. Apparently, these parties are held with the explicit intent to contract coronavirus, based on the logic that by participating, you can speed up herd immunity to the infectious disease. But authorities and medical professionals are calling such events misguided and even irresponsible.
Wow. And who's having these parties?
Oh, all kinds of people. Even friends of mine, which makes it all the more curious why I myself haven't been invited to one yet. I spoke with Stephanie Coller, a so-called friend of mine who recently threw a corona party, to see what the experience was like.
Oh, it was great. We had lots of barbecue and fun little themed cocktails like a Mai Tai Dai and dry cough martinis. Oh, and there was a DJ who was dressed like a doctor. It was so much fun.
Yeah, sounds like a blast.
Yeah.
So, why wasn't I invited?
What? I didn't think you'd want to come.
Well, it's kind of impossible to know that unless you ask, right?
I mean, I don't even think I have your number. I only know you through Mark, and we've really only met each other, like, twice. We're more like friends of friends.
However, further investigation revealed that it was way more than just close friends who were invited to this little get-together. I managed to pull up Stephanie's Facebook invite, where over 200 of our friends, including Mark, were invited to this Saturday Corona party titled Get Ill and Chill with Steph. I mean, where does she get off?
Kenneth, do you have anything of actual value to add regarding these Corona parties, or did you just bother this woman the whole time?
Well, yeah. No. I mean, I learned a lot about the parties.
All right, how many of these corona parties are happening throughout the country?
Well, it could be thousands, but I wouldn't really know since I'm never invited to any.
Kenneth!
And I learned that they can be really unsafe and not just for the people who get to go. I spoke with epidemiologist Dr. Vance Landon to find out how dangerous even just one party like this can be.
Viruses expand exponentially. So a party of this size, I imagine, has the potential to eventually spread the virus to hundreds and hundreds of more people, many of whom will become incredibly sick and suffer long-term consequences or even die from complications, not to mention put further stress on our healthcare system.
Right! Like, first of all, I wouldn't have even gone, but it would have been nice to be invited. Whatever. It probably wasn't even that fun.
Well, the guests were kind of annoying with all the song requests.
Wait, I mean, were you the DJ?
Oh, yes. But from my medical point of view, these parties should not be happening.
See? She wasn't just inviting close friends. She was totally lying.
Well, technically, he was hired, not invited.
Still!
Kenneth, not only does this woman barely know you, it's obvious that she doesn't like you and doesn't want to be anywhere near you. Did you ever think that maybe that's the reason why she didn't invite you? Because she hates you?
Oh, God. You're right. I'm so stupid. Why does this always happen to me? Why do I push people away?
Well, for starters, you have a terrible personality. You aren't fun to be around. You probably have coronavirus after you went and talked to all these people. And you're a terrible fake crier. All right, this was a big waste of time. We'll be back in a moment. Will you shut the fuck up, Kenneth?
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No, no tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Yes. Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm just wasting my life here, reciting a bunch of news that you could have easily just read for yourself somewhere online. But then I remember the show's not over yet. Here's what else you need to know today. Amusement parks might be shut down due to the ongoing pandemic, but that's not stopping Six Flags from doing what they do best. The amusement park company is reportedly exploring virtual ways to make people feel nauseous. According to the Six Flags website, wannabe parkgoers will be able to buy an online pass that will treat them to videos of rotting food and maggots, among other disgusting imagery, as well as daily email reminders of how their parks used to smell, all of which Six Flags is confident will make the whole family queasy. And Grubhub is taking extra precautions to make sure their customers stay safe. The food delivery app will now offer a new extra contactless delivery option where you can instruct drivers to stand outside your window and eat your food order while you watch. Grubhub is calling the new option a win-win for customers and drivers alike, since this is typically the only way their drivers can afford to eat. And finally, it's graduation season, and a new poll out today has found that 82% of colleges would like to know why you still haven't framed your diploma. You worked really hard for it, according to universities that participated in the poll, all of which were beginning to wonder if you aren't as proud of it as you should be. The poll findings went on to conclude that you paid enough for the damn thing, why not at least scotch tape it up on the wall? And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you haven't received your stimulus check yet, that's probably because you haven't subscribed to the topical wherever you get your podcast. And if you want to expedite the process, you can leave us your direct deposit info in a review on Apple Podcasts as well. And don't forget to tune into tomorrow's episode where we'll have the story of a nurse that wears Snoopy scrubs and a floral face mask who clearly thinks this pandemic is just one big joke. It's about time these bad apples start taking the shit seriously. People are dying, goddammit. Well, now I'm all worked up again. We'll see you tomorrow.